Welcome to another edition of Photo Walking with Colin. Well, I am walking back home after a nice mid-morning walk in the woods behind my house. Today I am shooting with my new Canon 90D. Yes, a digital camera. If you haven't already stopped listening, let me explain why. So, I've had the same Canon body, digital body, for a long time. Eliza and I bought a Canon Digital Rebel XTi in maybe 2004 or 5 or something. I probably can figure that out. And we bought it open box for maybe $500 or $600. So it was already old. Not old, but you know, it wasn't exactly top of the line when we bought it. It's definitely not a pro camera per se. And yeah, just, you know, it wasn't, it suited us for a long time. In the very beginning, we thought we'd be much more into cameras. Obviously, we didn't even have phones that had cameras in them yet. We had a bunch of point and shoots prior to that. And so we thought, hey, let's upgrade to a camera that allows us to exchange lenses and blah, blah, blah. But this is long before my photographic journey really began. So we used it. We got very frustrated a lot of times because we missed focus, we missed exposure. And so it sat on the shelf for a long time with little spurts here and there of us grabbing it, giving it another shot, buying a new lens here or there. Just never sunk our teeth in, really, I would say. Although we did manage to get some really good shots out of it here and there. You know, accidental, you know, little pieces of happiness over the years. Whether it was a portrait of one of our nieces and nephews or something or whatever, and they happened to be lit right, and we didn't know what we were doing, and we got it anyway. Or we put it on auto and got it. But, yeah, so over the years, accumulated a few different lenses. You know, the Nifty 50, a wide angle for indoor shots for things like real estate stuff or whatever. Somehow I acquired a telephoto. I don't remember if I bought it as an anniversary gift for Eliza or if she bought it one for me. Either one, I don't remember exactly. But, you know, we're talking 20 years worth of history here almost. And so when I began getting back into photography and starting my film photography kind of journey, the Canon DSLR was always there for me to do different things with. And I've made some images that I'm very happy with after I really started to get into it. And so having a digital DSLR as a photographer, whether you love film and only film and you're a diehard film person, just having a capable DSLR is totally worth it. You know, just having it there for things like wildlife photography shots or, you know, whatever it may be, going to a sporting event for a friend. Like, I don't have any kids, but if you have kids, having a digital DSLR just makes so much sense, you know? So the XTi has been old for a long time, and I've been able to manage through because I don't print, or I hadn't printed photos, or I hadn't really cared what the result of the end result file was, because I would just share them online or whatever, share a few photos either on my blog or on Instagram or something. And so if you have a 12 megapixel, which is what the XTi was, a 12 megapixel digital camera, that'll let you exchange lenses on it and whatnot. It's fine. It'll work fine. You know, no reason you can't use that for things like Instagram. Absolutely. No one knows the difference, to be honest. There are people that are shooting with $15,000 cameras on Instagram. And, you know, you don't know that. unless you read the tags or whatever, you would not know. Now, you may see an image if you have a photographic eye. You may see an image that says, okay, I know he or she used a lens that must stop down or must, you know, open wide and all kinds of things. You might be able to tell different things like that. But by and large, if somebody's taking a photo with a phone or taking a photo with a DSLR, Instagram crunches everything down. It's very tiny. It's on your phone. You have no idea. So it didn't matter to me for a while. But now that I'm very much into photography, it's sort of I'm obsessed at this point. And I love shooting on film. And I had like this inner turmoil of like, do I upgrade my digital body? I've spent all this money on film and darkroom equipment and chemicals and, you know, all the stinking paraphernalia you need to be able to be a film photographer. And so I was like, I don't really want to spend too much money. And of course, because I love the quality of medium format film, I wanted a medium format digital camera. And so that, yeah, here we go. I'm going to spend 20 grand or over 10,000 on a digital camera that I only use on occasion. So I had, you know, this thing was rolling around in my head for 2 years of when am I going to upgrade my DSLR? What am I going to buy? I mean, you can ask my wife. It's an obsession. It absolutely is. Please, you know, curb your judgments, put them in your pocket and zip it up because I don't care. I know it's bad. I literally thought about it for 2 years. So what led me to the 90D ultimately is I'm not ready to go digital medium format yet. I'm not ditching film. If I went digital medium format, I would very likely, unless I'm just wealthy or something, then yeah, I'll buy one. But there's a lot of wind, so sorry if you can't hear me. But yeah, I'm just not ready to go all in on digital. So I just wanted something capable. And I already had all these Canon lenses that fit this. And yes, I could have gone mirrorless and bought an adapter, but hear me out. The Canon R5 and R6, try as we might, but Canon is very focused on the video market right now. Those cameras, I would say, are 80% made for people that are making video. Video is exploding on every platform. It is the vast majority of traffic on the internet is watching streaming video. And so they are focused on that, and I don't blame them. So the R5, I would not say, is a monumentally better camera than a 90D for still photography. There are some advantages. Yes, you don't have the mirror, so you have less shake. You have more pixels because the sensor is larger. But it wasn't, to me, worth the, I believe, $2,500 premium on what I just spent on my Canon 90D. It is April 2022, and I spent about $1,200 on the Canon 90D. That, I don't think, is very... it might have been $1,100, actually. That is not bad. Then I bought a... some memory cards and stuff too, so obviously that, but so that's why I have the 90D today. And I'm gonna say I'm very glad that I did, because I need to start moving. It's after the pandemic. I've got the pandemic fat on me. I've got to get back out into the woods and walk. Basketball and hiking are the two ways that I exercise. I am not a gym rat, so that's how I get my exercise. And if I'm doing those two things, I'm healthier. I feel like my brain is a lot better. So I need to get back out. And one of the things that leads me back out is taking photos of wildlife. I don't want to be a wildlife photographer. I don't need to share wildlife photography. The experience of doing it interests me far more than the images that I would share with the world. But I do want the images for myself. So now I have a 90D, and today I went for a walk, and guess what? I got some decent images. Not only am I familiar with this camera slightly because of the Canon setup, so it wasn't a drastic learning curve, although I am switching to back button focusing, I can tell you, if you're out there right now and you don't know what that means, and you have a DSLR or a mirrorless digital camera or whatever, if you don't know what back button focusing is, do a quick Google search. I was very... I would call myself skeptical, although I think I heard a snake or something. It's that time of year that maybe something would be around, but I don't see anything at the moment. There's a lot of leaves left from last year, so seeing a snake is not easy. So you have to really let your eyes... I heard it, but I don't see it, so... It may have been just my foot hitting a stick or something, but... Where was I? I made some really cool images this morning, but back button focusing. Do I really want to relearn a way to focus? Man, it really is nice. I found that holding your camera in portrait, it's a little whack. But for everything else, I mean, I just was in a situation where I saw a deer... coming across a kind of a road, let's just say. It's not a road, but a path through the woods. And I had to get down on my knees and make myself really small because he didn't see me yet. Or she, I think. So, but once I fixed my focus with my back button, I didn't need to have to refocus. And I was able to just snap, 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 snap. Very cool. Totally look into it. It may not be for you, but I can tell you that it immediately makes a difference. I did also see a sleeping porcupine. There was a kind of a valley in front of me, and so where the porcupine was up, probably a 40-foot tree or so. He was right at my feet, but only like maybe 50 feet away from me. If you can picture that. So I'm standing on an area that was higher than the porcupine by 40 feet, making him level with me almost. And he was out and just sleeping in the morning sun. And I was pretty quiet, but I wasn't that quiet, and he did not even move. Very, very cool photo, I hope. The deer, the porcupine, and a couple of turkey vultures this morning, and a few other landscape photos. Yeah, I mean, just an enjoyable walk. You make some images. They never have to see the light of day, or you can share them with your friends and say, hey, look at this porcupine, whatever. But I'm glad I got a new digital body. So I will be using this for a couple of projects coming up. I have a film portrait photo session scheduled coming up soon that I'm looking forward to sweating over. And I'll cover that in a future episode. And then I also have a photo series that I'm not sure if I'm going to do digital or film yet, which is kind of fun now that I have the actual choice. I did not have that choice before. I would not take a photo series today on my old Canon crap camera. I wouldn't even do that. I'd be like, okay, I have to go film because that's all I have that I can get that kind of quality. But now with a 33 megapixel sensor, that's enough for me to do quite a bit with. And so once I get this camera down, the 90D, I'm going to keep this camera with me like literally every day for a few weeks, like take it everywhere, snap everything, fill the stinking memory card, just not care what I'm shooting, just getting the mechanics down of that back focus, that back button focus, switching the focus to servo for wildlife that's moving. You know, there's several different options on this camera that I literally didn't even have. The XTI only had like, I think 9 focus points. This thing has like 61 or 45 or something in that range. So me being able to live change those to, it's a different ball game for me right now. I'm using 3 or 4 fingers at a time on the camera, where with my old DSLR it was like 1. So I just want to get the mechanics down. So I'm just going to bring this with me everywhere. It's going to be my best friend for a little while until I kind of nail everything down. So that way when I do my photo series, I feel competent. I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. So yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to Photo Walking with Colin. It's a beautiful, beautiful April day. It was very chilly start to the day. Now it's getting warm enough where I'm almost sweating a little bit. It's just, you know, one of those spring days, the way that that goes. And I'm walking through a big field and very, very happy to be back outside after a long winter with a new camera.